The majority of the Midwest is likely to experience a little more precipitation today, but it will be one of the last days that we see that are wet enough to cause a large amount of delay in field progress. This disturbance comes across Iowa. You've probably seen it on radar this morning, but it is moving from Iowa into Ohio over the next 24 to 30 hours or so. And the weather disturbance will produce moisture totals running anywhere from a tenth to around 6/10 of an inch. The greatest precipitation will be from southeast Iowa into the west central parts of Indiana. The storm system will move very swiftly off to the east and should not have a huge impact that will last for very long. Tomorrow we'll still see some instability showers occurring from the Dakotas through Iowa into parts of the lower eastern Midwest, but it'll be the last day that such conditions will occur in the western Corn Belt, and we'll probably see the last day of precipitation in the eastern areas probably on Thursday. But the precipitation occurs both tomorrow and Thursday will be rather restricted, and we're not anticipating huge volumes of delay taking place across the Midwest because the precipitation that occurs is only going to be sporadic and light. And so we will see some field work advance. Over these next couple of days, the best field progress will likely be in places like Missouri and Kansas, and also in portions of the northwesternmost portion of the Corn Belt as well. But a large high-pressure center will settle into the Midwest as we go from Thursday into Friday. It'll be in the eastern Midwest on Friday into Saturday. In fact, it'll still be prevailing in the eastern areas on into the heart of the weekend. We will expect to see much colder temperatures and dry air coming with this high-pressure system. That is likely to leave us in a position of seeing the season's first freezing temperatures down south into central Missouri and into the northern parts of the Ohio River Valley. The cold is not likely to have a huge impact on crops because most are mature, but it will be a signal that indeed the seasons are changing finally. But with that said, the Arctic Oscillation and the North Atlantic Oscillation is going to be shifting phases as we move forward into November. The phase has been negative for the NAO, and that has been supporting this cooler bias across the eastern portions of the country here recently, and will do so for this next week. But as we go into November, those indices will likely turn positive, and significantly enough that we'll see a warmer bias returning to the middle of the country as well as the eastern states. So this cold shot of air coming up here over this the latter part of this week and into the weekend will be a one-time deal. We'll probably get away from it and see some better weather coming up in November, at least the first part of November. We'll see what happens later in the month. But the contrast in air mass temperatures from the very cold conditions expected late this week and the warm-up that occurs next week is likely to set off a rain event and perhaps a generalized one at that. And this is being advertised in the model data today and has been off and on for most of this week. The storm system this morning in the GFS model data is exaggerated, and I don't expect it to verify very well, but it has suggested 1 to 3 inch rains from the Delta into the eastern Midwest. In reality, I think we'll probably see 3 to 9 tenths of an inch in local amounts to 1.5 inches. I'm probably more conservative than the model is, certainly, and I may have to increase the amount somewhat, but I do think that we'll see rain next week. It's just not going to be as substantial as what the model says that it will be. Our temperatures across the Midwest, I've already mentioned, will be cold enough for freezes across many areas. We'll see the afternoon temperatures in the 40s and 50s in big parts of the Midwest for a little while. But we do warm up this weekend, and into next week we'll get away from all the cold, and we'll likely see our temperatures getting back above average, but not until after the big storm system passes, which will be late next week into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.